Astounding? Not really. For 8 years, my husband and this dog have built a relationship of trust and mutual obligation, neither making unreasonable demands on the other, or looking down on the other, or trying to subordinate the other, but each doing exactly what he wants, usually in the other's company. Only in such a setting, only when both participants consider themselves equals, could this scene have taken place. Only a dog who thought for himself, a dog who depended on his own observations and imagination for guidance, would ever come to understand the very human method of taking alternate bites as a form of sharing.